ریڈیو زندگی کے پیارے لسنرز، آپ سبھی کو ویلکم کرنا چاہتی ہوں ان دس شو جس کا نام ہے فاگ کمیونٹی ٹائم. آپ کو پتا ہی ہے کہ دس شو از سچ اے ہیپننگ شو، کیونکہ یہاں پہ ہم ہمیشہ لے کے آتے ہیں وہ ساری کی ساری چیزیں جو کمیونٹی میں آپ رہنا چاہتے ہیں تو یو شوڈ نو اور یو وڈ لو ٹو نو اور یو آلویز انجوائے یو لیٹ اس نو، ہے نا؟ تو چلیے اسی بات پہ آج کا یہ جو شو ہے، یہ شروع کرنے سے پہلے میں سب سے پہلے جن کے بارے میں باتیں کرنا چاہتی ہوں وہ ہے نان ادر دین ڈاکٹر جعفرا. جی ہاں، ڈاکٹر رومیش جعفرا کے بارے میں تو آپ سبھی لوگ جانتے ہیں، پھر بھی میں کہنا چاہتی ہوں دیٹ ہی از دا فاؤنڈر آف دا فیسٹیول آف گلوب، ہی از دا چیئرمین اینڈ کنوینر آف فیڈریشن آف انڈو امیریکنز، اینڈ ہی از اے ویری ویری ریناؤنڈ کارڈیولوجسٹ. تو اس کے علاوہ جب بھی آپ فریمونٹ ہندو ٹیمپل میں جاتے ہیں یو نو دیٹ ہی از ون آف دا فاؤنڈرز، رائٹ؟ اور فوگ کے اتنے سارے ایونٹس ہوتے رہتے ہیں بے ایریا میں، جہاں پہ جا کے یو آلویز فیل سو بلیسڈ بیکاز یو میک نیو فرینڈز، یو میک یو نو یو بی پارٹ آف اے نیو کمیونٹی. اور وہ ایونٹس میں جا کے آپ ہمیشہ یہی سوچتے ہیں او مائی گاڈ سچ اے لارج اسکیل ایونٹس، ہے نا؟ تو یہ ایونٹس کے پیچھے کوئی نہ کوئی تو ہونا چاہیے، اینڈ دیٹ از دا پرسن ہو از ہیئر وتھ می ایز آلویز، اینڈ شی از نان ادر دین ریتو ماہیشوری. سو یس یس یس، یو نو ہر اینڈ یو ہیو سین ہر، یو ہیو میٹ ہر، اینڈ شی از دا بیک بون آف اینی آف دا فاگ ایونٹس. تو چلیے، میں ہوں آج رینی اور آج آپ کے لیے فاگ کمیونٹی ٹائم میں لے کے آئی ہوں بہت ہی امیزنگ سا ایک پروگرام. شروعات کریں گے، اس کے پہلے ویلکم کریں گے ریتو کو، اینڈ ٹوڈے وی ہیو اے بگ بگ سرپرائز فار یو. تو سنتے رہیے ریڈیو زندگی میں فاگ کمیونٹی ٹائم، اور سب سے پہلے ویلکم ریتو، ویلکم ٹو ریڈیو زندگی.
تھینک یو رینی، گڈ آفٹر نون لسنرس. ایز یو آل نو، فاگ ہیز بین ایکٹیولی کنیکٹنگ کمیونٹی آن ویریئس آسپیکٹس سچ ایز سوشل، اسپرچل اینڈ کلچرل. So FOG partners with many associations and organizations that are working toward similar goals. So one such institution is Mount Madonna Center. I'm sure most of our listeners have visited or heard about serene and beautiful Hanuman Temple in Watsonville. Following the teachings of Baba Haridas, center is focused on providing yoga, Ayurvedic and health programs. They also run Mount Madonna School that focuses on teaching these values to its students. So today we have with us Chelsea and her student actors to share more about their programs and also talk about upcoming Ramayana show happening in June. So welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having us. We'd like to first speak to the mission and the history of the temple, and I'm going to invite my student Sai to give a little background about the temple, the Hanuman Fellowship Temple.
Yes, so I'll start by giving a little bit of history about the Mount Madonna community and the temple. It was founded by Sri Baba Haridas, who we as a community and a school lovingly refer to as Babaji. He came to the mountain with the goal of creating a community that focused on karma yoga and selfless service to those around you, and it's become sort of a family legacy. Eventually, he built the Hanuman Temple up on the mountain with his devotees that he came to the mountain with. It's full of sculptures and beautiful scenery. And as the community progressed and got older, there was a need that for a school to educate the children of the mountain. So that is what we attend now, and that's what we do the Ramayana through.
Yeah, just to mention a little bit about the temple, I know a lot of listeners have probably visited that may or may not know that Babaji designed many of the sculptures and worked with artisans that were also his devotees to create these sculptures. He had his own art studio in Bonny Doon where he'd do a lot of art, and Babaji himself designed many of the monsters and the masks that we use in the Ramayana to this day. So his hands were on those masks, and now those masks don the faces of generations of kids. And this is our 44th annual production of the Ramayana. It started as an adult production with the center residents at the time, and since it's a tradition in India, Babaji brought with him India, you know, and cast the residents as various characters in the play, oftentimes characters that resembled in affect or in personality or general attributes of said character. I don't know if any of you want to speak to any of the characters that you know a story about, perhaps a certain Jatayu.
So my character is based off of one of our beloved teachers and the year-long director of the Ramayana, Sampad, a lot of the jokes and lines that he says, of course, were wrote by him, and as well, they're also based off of his personality. So as we are practicing our Ramayana and learning our roles, I really try and focus on embodying him and his energy and his spirit.
Awesome. Thanks, Sai. We also have Trijeta here. Her real name is Ona, but she's embodying Trijeta, and she's been in the show for years and years. If you could just speak to maybe when you first started in the Ramayana, what character you were, and maybe a bit about your journey and where you are now as an 11th grader.
Yeah, so I came to the Ramayana, and I came in 7th grade, and first I was a deer. And being a deer, you're very graceful. You're very focused, and you dance with the golden deer, who is actually Marich. And now I'm in 11th grade, and I'm Trijeta, which is a totally different role, and it's amazing.
The oracle and seer. And then we have one more student here, Anya, who began her journey at the school many, many years ago. Do you want to speak to just your legacy?
Yeah, so I started at Mount Madonna when I was in kindergarten, and so I've been at the school for about 10 years. I'm a junior now, and the school has really just felt like a kind of a home, because I've been there for so long, and I've been with classmates for so long, and they feel like my brothers and sisters, and it's such a wonderful and beautiful community, and I feel like the Ramayana and performing that play annually really fosters that environment, where as a junior, an 11th grader, I get to play and hang out with preschoolers. And I remember vividly as a kindergartner having what we call a big buddy, a person who's in high school who hangs out with you and plays with you, and just looking up at them with such an awe, and especially being able to connect with them in the Ramayana. Mm-hmm. And now I get to be one of those quote-unquote big buddies and really just connect with the younger students and be a role model for them. And I feel like the Ramayana and the community up at the center really just fosters that environment.
And what character are you playing this year?
This year I get to play Sirponika, which is a very interesting role to play, and I'm very excited to perform that role.
We're not going to cut off her actual nose.
Okay.
So maybe.
Yeah, it's interesting, yeah. So what activities Mount Madonna School conducts, and how is it associated with the temple?
Okay, so in the school, we have a lot of different activities that we do that sort of just aren't necessarily related to the temple itself, but they embody the spirit of the temple and the community. The three of us that are here today are in Chelsea's yoga class, in which we practice a lot of meditation and breathing exercises and focus on the values that are taught in, and a lot of the values that are taught at the center as well as in the temple.
Yeah. So just to walk you through a little day, mini day in the life, this is my yoga class, so it's very intimate. It's three beautiful students, and twice a week we do yoga. We go for walks on the property. We walk by the temple. That's part of our, like, yogic practice. We have the luxury of having a full temple on our campus. Today I actually walked down the mountain and sat in the temple and listened to some arti. And it's so, so beautiful and wonderful. And but this morning we were guided through pranayama, and then I was later able to hear how the pranayama affected the students, and it's interesting to be part of that journey. But anyways, I walked by the temple, I saw all these sculptures that Baba Hari Das had made, and then I continued my walk, and I hear these children, like, screaming and laughing, and it's fairy day for the preschoolers and kindergartners. So adjacent to this temple, we have the preschoolers getting into character. They're the forest animals in the Ramayana, and spending the day in the forest dressed as fairies. So we have all of that magic happening on the mountain. Yeah.
That's so, as this annual Ramayana show, so it has been like a highly anticipated show. So talk more about what's happening there and when is it happening?
Yeah, so our world right now is very centered around the Ramayana. I spent so many hours just learning more and more about these characters. I was learning about Hanuman yesterday and how when he was 3 years old, that's when he was endowed with all the strength and power, and reminding our character, Hanuman, of why he forgets and what he needs to remember. So there's so much to learn. I don't know if any of the three of you want to talk to how you develop your character, or how your relationship to the story of Ramayana and how that plays out on a weekly basis.
Yeah, so in I think it was maybe eighth grade, our English teacher had us read the Ramayana by Valmiki, so we could learn a little bit from that side of the story. And then while we prepare for the show, Chelsea really encourages us to speak with one another about who our characters are and how we intend to embody them, and just do a lot of research and focus on how we want to represent that character in our play. And so coming up, we will be focusing, right after finals week at school, we'll be focusing a lot on the Ramayana and just putting our all into the show.
Either of you have anything to add? Well, we do rehearse quite a lot, so performing arts at our school is mandatory in the curriculum. It's not an option, for better or for worse, for better in my opinion, because we're able to see these maybe latent talents really come forth in these students when they're forced to be part of this. But Ramayana for our school is so much more than just a performance. It's a visceral experience. And whether or not the kids are conscious of it or not, chanting the sacred names of Sita and Ram, as we do as a whole school, creates a vibration, a quality that you can't even, it's ineffable. You can't describe with words. So it's kind of sneaky that we're teaching these songs that are catchy, but also have this uplifting quality. So we're not singing, you know, curse words over and over again that we hear on the radio. Not this radio station, of course. But the Ramayana songs very much embody these uplifting characteristics and qualities. And that's what we sing all day long, every day. So if that doesn't rub off, I don't know how else to impart those values other than to have the recitation, the mantra.
So you have a song, right?
Oh, yes, we have a song that we'd like to share. So do you want to speak to that, Anya?
Yeah, we have a song. It's called Keeper of the Stars, and it's sung by Sita. And this song was performed by alumni Sofia Saavedra in 2016. Yes. And it'll be playing shortly.
You know, I would like to add that last year I was covering this event, and it was amazing. You know, the experience itself was so, so good. And more than the experience, I would say the excitement in, you know, everybody's behavior, eyes, you know, whatever they were doing. It was amazing. It was so magical because I got to interview so many people, like all the starting from Ram, Sita, or, you know, Ravan, till, you know, the deers and all the small, like, little animals, you know. And everybody was looking forward. And the ones who are, you know, senior years, they were telling that how they actually waited to get those, you know, back those roles, and how excited they are, and the little kids, they are waiting for their time to come. So I think, like, all together, you guys have made such an amazing experience for all the kids, and then they just look forward to. But before, like, I go to the song, I know, like, it must be ready right now. I just wanted to tell you that it's not only the songs and the, you know, dances, but when what I experienced over there is the entire production, and everybody is so much into it. I mean, that made a lot of meaning to me, because coming from a very different background, when you see Ramayana, you know, performed by kids, you know, who are born and brought up here, and they just got everything as if, like, they are just inside that story. That was amazing for me. I mean, that's what made it so special, that everybody is so passionate about all the characters, making them into life. elephant, you know, like getting everything. The props were amazing. So everything was great. So yes, you know, readers and the listeners, I can vouch for it, but I would definitely love all of you to be there. I believe it's in the same place as last time. It's in the Mexican Heritage Center. So, yeah, definitely I will be there. And if you want to join, it is Thursday to Friday, June 8th, 9th, 7 p.m. And Saturday, Sunday, June 10th and 11th, it is at 2 o'clock. And if you want to buy the ticket, you have to buy the ticket, right? So, yes, please check out mountmadonnaschool.org. It is definitely like worth going, watching. Not only because you love Ramayana, but because you see a bunch of people presenting to you a piece of the epic Ramayana tale, and that too, like, with so much passion, and that's what makes it so special. Yeah, talking about passion, I cannot wait to hear the song. So, if you guys are ready, then let's hear it. How amazing is that, right? This is just, you know, a snippet, and you know, picture abhi baki hai mere dost. So fir you know that you will get to see more magic on the stage, even like outside the stage. You'll get to meet the cast, and you will have an experience that you would definitely cherish for the lifetime. Over to you guys, because this is amazing that you guys are here and you're representing the Ramayana, and that too, it is a tradition for you guys, like as I have got to know from you, Chelsea, and last time also. So tell me something, Chelsea, like you have seen kids growing, doing this several times at least, right? Because there also they have seen that. But for you, you see it from a very different perspective. Like, how do you see the changes from year to year? Because the same drama has been performed by so many kids over the years. So how do you see the change? Like, how do you see the perception has been changed from year to year?
Wow, that's such a great question. Because the Ramayana is just so perfect in that way, that it's flexible depending on who fits those characters at the given year. What's really wonderful is working with the kids preschool through 12th. I work with all of them, so I'm able to see I think some of the most special moments, and I'll get to a direct answer to your question, but some of the most special moments are when the grades get to interact with each other. For example, our forest animal scene, the preschoolers get a circle around the goddesses. She was a goddess last year, and embrace the goddesses on stage. So it's this genuine moment of love. And then you see that throughout the years, the kids are looking, oh, they're monkeys this year, or they're palace guards this year, and practicing staff work. We do staff class, and martial arts a little bit here and there, to get the kids ready for battle, so to speak. So, yeah, the kids develop their skills throughout the years, and the goal is, if you're a palace guard in fourth grade, you know, you might be Lakshman or Ram, you know, using a big boy staff, you know, or big girl staff. So, yeah, there's that progression of skill that goes along within the progression of roles. And we do have, like, a set track, more or less. So, you know, you go through these years of being various characters, and it gets more fine-tuned. But as an instructor, to see that development and growth is... there's nothing like it. And the Ramayana holds us together and is this continuity that pairs with the growth of the student body so well. You know, it's sad to see the seniors graduate, though.
Yeah, I mean, like, definitely I could see that in your eyes, like, whenever you're talking about Ramayana. And I believe that even in the school, like, you get to know so many things in Mount Madonna, because it's not only, like, where you just go and study and come back to, you know, house and you eat, sleep and forget. You just get something inside you and you carry it forward. So that is something so beautiful. And I believe that since you have this amazing tradition of bringing back the same Ramayana every time, I have seen your props. Those are amazing. And that's what I got to learn, that, you know, like, over the years you just worked on them, and it's been like, I think this is the 44th year. Yeah. So yes, like, you know, 44 years of I would say knowledge and power and, you know, making things, perfecting, you know, going towards the perfection. That is something amazing. So yes, people out there, radios and the listeners, you know what you have to do. If you really want to watch this magic, if you know, really want to get imbibed into the feeling of it, then you know that you have to actually buy a ticket, go and experience the Ramayana by Mount Madonna School. And it is in the Mexican Heritage Center School of Arts and Culture in San Jose. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you can choose any of the days from June 8th till June 11th, and you will be amazed to see this Ramayana, I would say. One question before, I know time is running out, I would like to ask is that if our listeners, they actually think that, you know, they want to go, because last year I think like the one that I went was sold out already. So what are their options? How do they buy tickets? When should they buy ticket? Will there be anything available on the gate? Like, give us some know-how about that.
Yeah, definitely. So tickets went on sale. We had pre-sale went on sale about a month ago. Mm-hmm. And I mean, they are going quickly for sure. I get updates on the numbers and I'm so excited. You know, we're really going to fill the house. So I would say get your tickets as soon as possible. I don't believe you can buy them at the door because, you know, it is reserved seating. So I highly recommend going on our website. So it's mountmadonnaschool.org/Ramayana. That will give you information as well as some previews. So if you want to see a little clip of our dragon and of some of the special effects, you can watch that. We also made a video version of Ramayana a couple years ago during COVID. Some of those scenes were filmed at the Hanuman Temple, which is pretty cool. Mm. But anyways, come see the show live. That's the visceral experience. And yes, brown paper tickets is where the tickets are sold.
Wonderful. I know we have only 2 minutes left, so we have to wrap up the show. So, Ritu, yes. First of all, though, thank you so much for bringing